Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the annual open meeting. It is me again. I know I said that I was going last year, but I feel a bit like Frank Sinatra making yet another comeback, but I promise you this is it. I'm just going to start with some housekeeping. As it says here, there's no planned fire alarms for tomorrow morning, but as you're all here today, I think there's no fire alarms planned for today. So if you do hear the fire, have a look around you for the exits. They all lead to the same place, which is the assembly point at the front of the hotel. Also, mobile phones, if you could switch them to buzz or silent, that would be much appreciated. Well, as I say, it's a very warm welcome, and I'm pleased to see so many people here today, particularly from our business community. It's been a truly tremendous year, and CEDA's last public meeting a year ago, the world still had to come to terms with the biggest banking crisis of modern times. Whoever thought we'd see the day when a British government basically nationalised two of our biggest high street banks in a single morning, and the stock market actually jumped 5% on the news. Since then, we've been dealing with a downturn that none of us foresaw when we signed off on the regional economic strategy and the Southeast plan just a few years ago. And don't we just love a crisis? Robert Peston became a household name, and David Lord Sainsbury, who was a very good science minister and helped the Southeast a lot, said something to me about British psyche, which he said, other countries have difficulty in seeing how bad things are. Here in the UK, we start off thinking things are bad and about to get worse. Some people have even reached for their copies of John Maynard Keynes to find answers for all of this. And it was Keynes who famously said that in the long run, we're all dead. Well, we're not. So I'm glad to see so many of you here today. And we do have to take the long view of how recovery is going to treat us. This is my seventh and last annual meeting as CEDA's chairman. And in that time, the economy of the Southeast has shown real dynamism and resilience. In 2002, when I took over from the then chair, Alan Willett, the Southeast had the strongest economy of any UK region. The locomotive of the British economy, as Alan used to say. We had the highest employment rate, the lowest unemployment rate, the second highest output per head, the highest total of manufacturing exports, the second highest household income per head, and it made the highest contribution to government's finances. And guess what? In 2009, it's still the same, even after everything we've been through over the last year or so. So, not many months ago, all the talk was of an upside-down recession. We were really worried about the recession. Many people said that the strengths of the Southeast would become our weaknesses, and we'd be hit the hardest. Well, I have to say, those people haven't seen what I've seen in the last 7 years. Time after time, I've been struck by the skills, the insights, the creativeness, and the sheer drive of people in the Southeast who run and work in our businesses and in our local governments. Of course, we can't be complacent for 1 second. Unemployment in the Southeast has more than doubled in the last year, and it will rise further as the year goes on. And in the Southeast, we won't get a free ride as the upturn arrives. And in the Southeast, the upturn has arrived. Too many other regions in the world are desperate for the investment and the innovation and the drive that we've got and they're looking for their future success. In a few moments, Pam, our chief executive, will provide a review of the year, and she will give you the hard evidence of what we've done to help businesses survive during the downturn and prepare for the upturn in the what we've done in the last year. But I'm especially delighted that in a year when the world economy growth ground to a halt, CEDA was able to help secure 90 new inward investment cases in the region, which created or secured over 4,000 new jobs. And I'm also thrilled that in a year when the volume of world trade fell faster than at any time since the 1929 crash, CEDA and UKTI were able to assist more than 1,000 Southeast businesses to access new export markets. Throughout my time at CEDA, I've set great store in securing new resources and new sources of finance to help tackle the issues that we face. Nothing shows this better than CEDA's track record of securing European funding for vital transport solutions that just wouldn't have happened without this effort. We've been able to kickstart the work of upgrading the freight lines between Southampton and the West Midlands to take the next generation of containers. We've also improved access to key stations like Ashford, Ebbsfleet, Hastings, and Reading. In my time as chairman, we've brought in 50 million euros for our projects like these. The total cost of these projects is over 105 million euros, which is a pretty good payback for an investment of 750 million euros. I think that CEDA has got good value for money, and we need to do much more of this as the year goes on. So, as my reign comes to an end, I'm really pleased that Rob Douglas has returned to the board to help us. We had some long conversations between us while he was in China, and I managed to twist his arm because I wanted a safe pair of hands, and we've got that with Rob. So, Rob, I wish you all the best when you take over. CEDA itself is going through an interesting year and is looking to its future and what it should be doing. And the one thing I would say to you is that CEDA's economic development activities for the region has been one of the things which has helped you all to make the money that I know that you have done over the last few years. And be very careful about losing it. I think it's something which we should treasure and make sure that we have got a regional development agency in the future. So I take pride in our achievement, and I look forward to seeing CEDA rise to the next new challenges. And I'd like to thank you all for all the help that you've given me over the last few years. Thank you very much. Now, we have got a full agenda for this morning, and in a few minutes I'm going to hand over to Pam to present the Chief Executive's review for the year. We'll also take questions after that about those results, and then we'll move on to hear the views of two of CEDA's key stakeholders. I've been delighted to work with Councillor Paul Carter, who's the leader of Kent, and he will be joining us shortly. And over the last year, we've worked even better together to create the South East England Partnership Board and make that a reality. Everybody said that the South East couldn't do it. We're not a region. We don't do this, but we are very pragmatic. And I'm sure Paul will tell us all about what he thinks about the role that CEDA plays. Then we'll turn to Chris McLaughlin, who's Vice President of External Affairs for Inmarsat, who are the satellite information giants of the UK and the world, in fact. You'll also talk about this company, which is at the cutting edge of innovation in the greater southeast. And Chris will give a business perspective on working with CEDA. We'll then open up the floor to questions for myself and other board colleagues. So before I hand over to Pam, I'm going to introduce the board to you, and also Rob Douglas, its new chairman. So if I start here on my left with Jeremy Birch. Jeremy was born and bred in Hastings and led Hastings Borough Council from 2000 to 2006. He has a strong interest in community regeneration and economic development, and also serves on the Regional Council for the Arts Council. Next is Dr. Dolores Byrne, OBE. She spent the last 25 years working in the high technology sector, both in government and in industry. Dolores is currently Managing Director of Innovation for Kinetic, the largest research company in the world. And she also sits on the CESATAC board, which looks after our science and technology development in the region. Next is Alex Pratt, OBE. He's a serial entrepreneur based in Buckinghamshire, although he spends a lot of his time on the beaches of Barbados. That's an in-joke. He's a great deal of experience of working at the boundaries of business and government. He created and led the DTI's International Innovation Team and is a past chairman of the Business Link National Assessment Panel. Alex currently chairs the region's Business Support and Advisory Board and is also the chairman of the Buckinghamshire Economic Partnership. Pamela Charlwood has an extensive experience in health service management and brings a community and voluntary sector perspective to CEDA's board. Pam is also highly experienced in the skills issue and previously established the Connections Service in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Next is my deputy chairman, Councillor Peter Jones. He's been my deputy chairman since 2005 and is the leader of East Sussex County Council. He's been a key figure in driving pioneering developments like the University Centre at Hastings. This is an idea which Peter brought to the board, and the universities that we started in Hastings, this has now become the byword for regeneration in other parts of the country, not just in the southeast, but elsewhere. So it's a really great idea. He also chairs CEDA's Remuneration Committee, so he knows where the money is. Well, Rob Douglas, who's our new chairman, and he takes over from me after today's meeting. This is Rob's second stint on the CEDA board. He previously served in 2001 and 2007 and became deputy chairman in 2003. He's a businessman in his own right, having managed companies for Shell, but also his own consultancy, and he's an expert on the skills factor, which is now our national lead. We lead on skills for the RDAs, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job. If we go past Pam, Keith, and sitting next to Pam is Keith Riley, who's my senior business board member. He's managing director of group technical services with Veolia PLC. He's held a string of senior positions in engineering businesses of all sizes, including Babcock and Rolls-Royce. Keith chairs CEDA's Major Projects Committee, which is where we look at investing our money. Keith makes sure that that's done to the best of our ability. Phil Wood has been the trade union representative on CEDA's board since 2003. Since 1983, he's been the regional secretary of the Southeast Region's Unison Union. Phil has chaired CEDA's Social Dialogue Forum and is a member of the Southeast Trade Union Network. Phil is also chairs the CEDA's Audit Committee. And people tend to forget that the CEDA region is the largest unionized area of the country. We tend to think that we're all freewheeling and everything else, but we do have a lot of people in trade unions, and I'm very proud that we started having the social dialogue forum, and I do hope that, you know, although we've got lots of things to look after, that that continues. So it's something that we've done very well. Sue John leads our European matters for CEDA and was previously deputy leader of Brighton and Hove City Council until May 2007. Sue developed and chaired the 2020 Community Partnership, which brings together key players from the public, voluntary and business sectors working to improve quality of life, tackle social exclusion and reduce deprivation in Brighton and Hove. Our final panel member really needs no introduction, Councillor Keith Mitchell, CBE. He's the leader of Oxford County Council and was previously chairman of the South East England Regional Assembly. We've worked together for quite some time now, closely steering the regional economic strategy and the South East plan through their development. He's also a past chairman of the South East County Leaders Group and previously led the successful professional career as a chartered accountant. Keith represents CEDA on the Regional Rural Board. And that is our team for today. Three of our serving board members are unable to attend. Unfortunately, Bob Goldfield, who's also chief executive of Dover Harbour Board, is receiving a doctorate today at his university, so congratulations to him. Imtiaz Faruqi, who's chief executive of the National House Building Council, is at a board meeting which clashes with today. And Les Dawson, chief executive officer of Southern Water PLC, unfortunately is not very well, and we wish him a speedy recovery. This is also the last annual open meeting for Peter Jones, Phil Wood and Sue John. And together with Professor Sir Bill Wakeham, who retired in October, they've accounted for 20 years of service on the CEDA board. And I'd like to thank them for their contribution over the years. Unfortunately, I also have to announce that Zena Atkins, who joined the CEDA board earlier this year, and she sits on many boards, but she chairs Places for People, one of our biggest social housing companies. She's had to resign for family reasons, and I do feel very sorry for her, and she'll be greatly missed. And I do want to send my best wishes to Zena and her family. So in the months ahead, you'll see some new faces on the CEDA board. I know that Rob's been busy replenishing the team. And the new intake will be announced by ministers in the coming weeks.